Hey, 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 and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know that your English will improve today. Friends, do you keep up with world news? Are you updated with the news surrounding Ukraine and Russia? Well, we have a backdrop lesson again today, and the focus is a place called Crimea. The title of the lesson is The Crimean Crisis. Okay, so there is a problem there. Now, how did it all happen? Well, today we'll look at a few things. Ukraine's unrest and the background on Crimea. All right, I know you have your magazine open. You're ready to go. So am I. Let's begin.
The Crimean Crisis. Understanding Ukraine's loss of Crimea. In 2013 and 2014, conflict shook Eastern Europe as Russian forces took over Crimea, which had been part of Ukraine. Ukraine's unrest. In 2013, Ukraine was negotiating a trade deal with the EU when Russia stepped in with a competing offer. Ukraine's president, Viktor Yanukovych, accepted the Russian deal in December. Protesters who wanted the EU deal instead of the Russian one filled the streets of Kiev, Ukraine's capital. The demonstrations were persistent, continuing for 2 months, despite attempts by police to break them up. And then, on January 22, 2014, police killed 3 protesters.
Everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 protester 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 protest, P-R-O-T-E-S-T, 抗议或反对这个动词，加上 O-R, 这个代表人的字尾 ,protester, 这是指反对者或抗议者。例如 ,many protesters gathered in front of the city hall to express their objection to the new law. 许多抗议者聚集在市政厅前表达他们对新的法令的反对。或者是 the police arrested the protesters because their assembly was illegal. 警方逮捕了抗议者因为他们的聚集是非法的。继续我们看的是 persistent, 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 persist, P-E-R-S-I-S-T, 持续或坚持下去这个动词。所以 persistent 是指持续的。例如 persistent conflicts at the border caused the tension between the two nations.边界持续的冲突事件造成两国之间的情势紧绷。Persistent 也指坚持的。例如 Jay called and complained to customer service again and again. He's very persistent. Jay 一次又一次的打电话到客服部抱怨，他非常的执着。
Wow. This is a part of the world that I haven't really been to. Rebecca, have you been to...Ukraine or Crimea, Russia, any of these places?
I'm glad that you asked. As a matter of fact, I have been to Ukraine. I went several years ago on a missions trip with my church.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, it was amazing. It was wonderful. We actually went to these different camps and, you know, you would pray with people.Talk to children, teach them English.
Yeah, not bad. Actually, my dad went to Ukraine a couple of months ago for a similar reason. Now, friends, have you been to Ukraine? And perhaps you understand a little bit of the culture there, and maybe you understand a little bit about the Crimean crisis as well. Our lesson... Yes, Rebecca?
I was just thinking that...I went to Ukraine before the crisis, and I just kind of wonder how much Ukraine has changed...after the crisis.
Yeah, well, actually, now that you mention that, this crisis has been going on, some people would even say for several decades or maybe even several hundred years, or maybe close to 100 years. But let's take a look at where Crimea is, okay? Crimea is not the big orange country, that's Russia. And then there's Ukraine, the second largest country in Europe. And we have this little Crimean peninsula down here. Of course, it's not that little. And this crisis is not that little either.
Oh, definitely not. Well, we see in our lesson, in 2013 and 2014, conflict shook Eastern Europe as Russian forces took over Crimea, which has been part of Ukraine. Let's go ahead and take a look at that phrase, to take over. In our lesson, this means that you get control of the company, of the country, or it can also be used to mean that you take over a company.
Sure. And so the idea is not that people are being violent or attacking somebody else. That's not the idea here. It's basically that, yeah, like Rebecca said, one person was in control before. Now someone else is in control. They have taken over. For example, you know, a couple of years ago, Ryan and Kayla were teaching. They were teachers here at Studio Classroom. And then I came in and took over for them. I took their responsibilities.
Excellent example. Or you could also say, after Tanya left, her son took over the shoe company. So Tanya had this shoe company and then she ended up leaving and her son came along and took over the company.
That's right. And of course, here we're learning about how Russia took over Crimea. Okay, we read here in this next section, it's called Ukraine's Unrest. Okay, in 2013, Ukraine was negotiating a trade deal with the EU when Russia stepped in with a competing offer. All right, so there was a deal between them and the European Union, and then Russia came from the side and had a competing offer. They had another deal they wanted to strike with Ukraine.
So, of course, Russia stepped in with this competing offer, and then Ukraine's President Viktor Yanukovych accepted the Russian deal in December. Well, we read that protesters who wanted the EU deal instead of the Russian one filled the streets of Kiev, Ukraine's capital.
And that wasn't a very pleasant day. No, they were angry. These protesters, they filled the streets. And you can see a picture of what this might have, or what this did look like. You notice the Ukrainian flag right here in Independence Square. All right. The demonstrations were persistent, continuing for 2 months, despite attempts by police to break them up. Now, demonstration, that could have different meanings in English, right? But here, it is a public display of maybe group opinion. So a lot of people who feel the same way, and they're coming together to show it to their country.
That's right. And oftentimes you'll see the demonstrators marching in the streets or even just standing in the streets, sometimes with big signs and sometimes even yelling and screaming. Sometimes they're quiet as well. But of course, in our lesson, we see the demonstrations were persistent, continuing for 2 months, despite attempts by police to break them up. Now we want to talk about this phrase as well in the same sentence, to break something up. Now typically when I think of breaking something up, I see two people fighting and then someone comes along and tries to pull the two people apart.
Exactly. Maybe they're fighting or arguing and they might actually use this phrase. All right, break it up, break it up. What they mean by break it up is stop fighting, at least for now. Calm down. Maybe you can discuss this thing later. Well, friends, we read here, and then on January 22 in 2014, police killed three protesters. Actually, a lot more people were killed within the next month after that. But speaking of police, have you ever heard of the Russian spelling police?
Oh, what's that all about? I think the guys want to answer that question.
Oh, you think correctly. Let's go to the info cloud.
We understand when English spelling mistakes occur in countries where English isn't an official language.
It's quite a different matter, though, when English mistakes pop up in places where English is the official language.
It happens. How about this example on a real sign found at a car dealership in America? We buy used cars. Here, of course, the word buy should be spelled B-U-Y, not B-Y-E.
You know, I think every country has this problem. In Russia, one group of young students found a Russian spelling mistake on a monument commemorating World War II veterans.
So they contacted the city government, the Cultural Heritage Department, the City Architecture Committee, and the city's Department of Culture to see if they could fix the problem.
But they just ran into red tape. So much so that the group decided to take matters into their own hands.
They formed the Russian Spelling Police. Now, under the cover of darkness, wearing masks, the group goes out fixing spelling mistakes on public signs.
That's right. For the World War II monument, the spelling police covertly took the sign off the structure and replaced it with an exact copy, except the copy was spelled correctly.
如果你看到中文被写成错别字，你会有什么感受？ 在美国偶尔会看到英文字拼错了，例如把购买的buy写成再见的buy。 在俄罗斯就有一群年轻人，他们发现某一个纪念碑上的文字居然拼错了，他们就向不同的政府机关反映，但一直不断地遇上red tape，官僚作风的障碍，最后他们火大了，索性在夜间戴着面具自己去修改城市里各个招牌上拼错的字。不知道你对中文字是否也有同样的热忱呢？ 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次再见。Hello
and welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are learning about a political issue. It's a lesson called the Crimean Crisis. Now, we started learning about some history with Ukraine's unrest. And, of course, there was a deal with Ukraine and the European Union, but Russia also came in and struck another deal with Ukraine. And, of course, there are many people on both sides that feel very strongly about which country to go with, or which set of countries to go with. Which is the better deal? Well, let's continue to find out about Ukraine's unrest now.
The Crimean Crisis. The conflict escalated as protesters stormed government buildings and more people died. In late February, the EU arranged a peace deal. Yanukovych resigned, and a temporary government was formed. Background on Crimea. The Crimean Peninsula stretches off the coast of Ukraine into the Black Sea. Ukraine gained independence in 1991 and then made Crimea an autonomous republic within Ukraine in its 1996 constitution. Russia once owned the peninsula, and much of Crimea's population is still ethnically Russian. It is also home to one of Russia's largest naval bases.
All right, 其实我们看的是 escalate 这个动词。 S-C-A-L 这个字根有攀爬的意思， 所以escalate 是指恶化、加剧或者是扩大。 例如, the competition between the two brothers escalated because their parents loved to compare them. 这两兄弟之间的竞争越演越烈， 因为他们的父母亲很喜欢比较他们两个人。 或者是 Theo's financial problem escalated because he spent a lot of money on his daughter's wedding. Theo 因为花了许多钱举办女儿的婚礼，以至于他的财务问题更加恶化。 最后我们看的是 autonomous 这个形容词，注意它的重音是在 to 这个音节念成 autonomous， auto 这个字首有自己的意思，所以 autonomous 是指自主的或者是有自治权的。例如 each state in America has an autonomous government， 美国的每一州都有自治的政府，或者是 this area finally became autonomous after years of struggle， 经过多年的努力，这个地区终于成为自治区。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, this conflict definitely seems to be getting very intense. And we see in our lesson, the conflict escalated as protesters stormed government buildings and more people died.Let's take a look at this word, stormed. Typically, when I see this word, I think of the noun form. I think of a big storm coming with lots of rain and thunder and lightning. But here it's used as a verb, and it actually means to attack a place or a building.
That's true. Okay, so they stormed the government buildings. This reminds me of...the Sunflower Movement a couple of years ago in Taipei, where students stormed government buildings as well. Or maybe if you've seen the Hunger Games, a lot of people stormed the Capitol, right? They went in by force and people couldn't stop them. That's what it means to storm something. Maybe it's this idea of something violent. You want to do something with a lot of people. You're running somewhere with a lot of people. You're stormingThat place.
That's right, and that's exactly what happened here. Protesters stormed government buildings, and of course, unfortunately, more people did die. In late February, the EU arranged a peace deal, and Yanukovych resigned and a temporary government was formed. So it seems like...things are slowing, you know, the conflict seems to be getting better, maybe?
That's what it sounds like, okay? When we hear the term a peace deal, we hope it really is a peace deal. We hope it will create peace. Well, let's take a look at some of the background on Crimea. All right, the Crimean Peninsula, which you saw, stretches off the coast of Ukraine into the Black Sea. All right, and Ukraine, so actually...it really helps to see this map because you see that Crimea is connected to Ukraine by land. Actually, it's not connected to Russia at all. Okay, so by a lot of people's standards, they feel like it should belong to Ukraine.
Right. Well, we see Ukraine gained independence in 1991 and then made Crimea an autonomous republic within Ukraine.In its 1996 constitution. Now let's talk about these two words, to gain independence. This just means that you get freedom. You are free. And I often think about the United States when we gained our independence from England.
Oh, yes, that's right. That is one famous case in history, of course. Maybe famous to us because we're Americans. But actually, a lot of countries have had to fight to gain their independence. It's not an easy thing to gain independence from another country. That means you're completely free to do what you want with your country, okay? And that's a little bit different from autonomy. Let's look at this next word. It made Crimea an autonomous republic with Ukraine in its 1996 constitution. Now, I...often kind of see these words as similar words, because if you are autonomous, if you have autonomy, that means you are free to make certain decisions. However, autonomy could have different meanings. And for our lesson, I think that Crimea doesn't have autonomy, a free independence to do everything it wants to do. It has to do important decisions with the help of other countries or permission of Ukraine or...Now, Russia.
So I guess to a certain degree, Crimea has some freedom, but it doesn't necessarily have the same freedoms as other countries do that really do have full independence from another country.
Exactly. So a country can be autonomous, like we mentioned. Crimea is autonomous. This makes me think of people, too. People can be autonomous. They can have autonomy. That means you're making decisions by yourself. Nobody else is ruling over you. you are making those decisions alone.
Right. And of course, we read, Russia once owned the peninsula, and much of Crimea's population is still ethnically Russian. It is also home to one of Russia's largest naval bases. You know, Gabe, I don't actually think I would be interested in visiting Crimea at this point in time.
Ah, you mean it might be a little bit dangerous,
too dangerous.
You might still feel the tensions.
Yeah.
Well, here's something to ease the tension.
Yeah.
A review skit.
Oh, yes, review skit.
There's some good.
Okay, class, let's review. What recent conflict shook Eastern Europe?
Oh, teacher!
Yes?
When Russian forces seized Crimea.
Yes. Which has been part of Ukraine. How did it happen?
Oh, in 2013, Ukraine was negotiating a trade deal with the EU.
Right. When Russia stepped in with a competing offer, which was accepted by Ukraine's president.
But protesters wanted the EU deal instead of the Russian one.
Yes, and they filled the streets of Kiev, Ukraine's capital.
Did they protest for a long time?
Yes, they were persistent. The demonstrations continued for 2 months. Then what?
Oh, the police attempted to break up the protesters.
Correct. And in January of 2014, the police killed 3 of them.
And that escalated things.
It sure did. Protesters stormed government buildings, and more people died.
And then?
In late February, the EU arranged a peace deal. President Yanukovych resigned, and a temporary government was formed.
Wait, what about Crimea?
Before we get to that, let's talk about its background.
Ah, okay.
The Ukraine gained independence in 1996 and made Crimea an autonomous republic.
Oh, yeah. Russia once owned the Crimean Peninsula, home to one of Russia's largest naval base.
Exactly. Let's discuss more after a break.
All right, friends, that is all the time we have for today. But what about Russia's response to this situation?
Hey, we're going to talk about that tomorrow. So we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.